Alrighty, let's get into the questions, shall we? Gleebs asks, jeweled-eyed wizard hat, great mystery store item, or the greatest mystery store item ever? Ooh. The ability to extend your buffs by 5 turns per casting is going to be just joy to those of us who have, like, whimpered and moaned about being short of mana points, which is really why stasis came into effect, because the inability to get all those match points early on. So that's going to make the stasis not as necessary as often, or a purchasing of mana replenishers as often. You do 3 castings in essence on a song with a Rock and Roll Legend, you're basically getting a 4th one for free. Not bad. I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I still think that a wax lips item was still one of the best things ever come out, because it was, plus 10 familiar pounds, or plus 10 volleyball pounds, and it was just a good thing to add on to your familiars when you're working on speed stat gaining. I would also put the dodecapede way the hell up there, because, oh, trust me, I love my dodec, which apparently no one else but me thinks that it's a sex toy-looking thing. I mean, go to my familiars, tell me what the hell it looks like. Apparently no one in this Family Feud thing I played last night had a clue. If you're softcore, well, that's correct, Joe Bob. But then again, is Ash's stasis really used in softcore? Here's the thing. If you're playing an account that is not auto-selling Lotus or expensive items, and, like, for me, I only auto-sell a facsimile dictionary, and what I've found is that if I have just lunging Thrustmack and not Thrustmack, that I ran out of meat because I wasn't a misclass and or I couldn't get MMJs yet. So I think in that case, for your muscle classes, for your disco bandits, for the accordion thieves pre-level 9, I think that the hat can be a useful item, assuming that you don't have a lot of meat gainer passes or thrust smack to kill the easy monsters. Because that was kind of my think was, that hat could be useful for me early on in this case. I think in the long term, I don't think, which is what I was about to say, I don't think it's a universal item, like the wax lips, used by every softcore that has them. Icicles, used by every softcore that has them. Can't use it in hardcore. The dodec is usable in any type of run. So I don't think it's the greatest item. I think in certain cases it can be useful, but dear God, it's funny as hell when you attack the darkness. If you've not seen that screenshot, you should go see. Let's see here. Oh, good. KWE's over. Thank God. Because, I never remember to go bed there. Euphorias. So I've been working on LTS synergy, and it is effective, but I don't have the meat to get enough magic points to use it. What do I do? My question about LTS was in regards to hardcore runs, by the way. Well, that means you obviously can't pull anything. What I found out with LTS is that there are tiers of skills that you kind of add on as you need them. Okay? So let's start off with the basic. You have to have Eye of the Stoat. You have to have Thrustmack and Lunging Thrustmack. Both. You have to have both claws. And that's kind of your basic LTS synergy. Okay? And then you can add on Tenacity the Snapper for more damage. Then you can add on Symphony of Destruction. And there's probably another passive skill that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head, which adds melee damage. But the idea here is, early on, If you can attack, just attack. If you can't hit with your normal attack, don't LTS, just thrust smack. It's a 3-point skill. You can get almost 3 of them in for the ability of a single LTS, and you're basically overkilling things. I actually found out with Dark Eagle, running double sickles, running Urkill's Annoyance, and running 11 monster levels, I wasn't needing LTS really until I was trying to do Menagerie Level 3 or the Icy Peak. I could survive on Thrust Smack all the way up to level 8, except for those two areas. And then from 9 on, yeah, I needed LTS. So don't overkill monsters. If you don't have Thrust Smack, which is the thing that I'm finding out very quickly with Ash, you spend a hell of a lot of magic points that you really don't need to be spending. Which is going to be one of the first things that next hardcore I do, I'm going to get is Thrust Smack. So, kind of, you know, tier up your skills. Certain ones, and then as you need that extra damage, add that more. Oh yeah, claws are very important. That's why they're on my basic tier. I mean, you need to have both claws, LTS, TS, and I. I mean, those are like the first ones you get. So that's my suggestions. And then add on those extra buff skills that give you the damage. Tenacity, Symphony of Destruction, and Rage of the Reindeer. But those, you know, the key to this whole thing is Thrust Smack until you absolutely have to have Lunging Thrust Smack. Which, when you're running massive monster levels, you know, massive in my definition is anything over 30. Yeah, I know, oh, so massive. You do start needing that. Or if you can absorb the hit, you can do 2 Thrust Smacks and still save 2 magic points. Which then eventually, if you can do that for 10 times, then you can cast yourself a Cannelloni Cocoon and beyond. Next question. Divernon asks, "Heya, I just want to thank you for helping develop my hardcore skills. I just broke my clan's record for fastest hardcore run with a teat run at 11 days and 16-13 turns. Excellent. Now go for sub 10. Pretty much, I can do a teat run coming off of another teat run usually 9 days. I did 8 this time because I had air. But yes, keep going. Keep it up. Dave Vernon asks, what do you think of the idea of using the hot form and stench form potions to make the Boner Dagon easier? Using a flaming crutch as my source for hot powder, last run, a hardcore teat run, I was able to kill him easier than ever before with nothing but a bamboo bokutu and a mildly buffed badger. Oh yeah, initiative skills. Yeah, those, get the passive init skills and then, you know, add on Springy Facility later. And the buff, if you really... Even though I never asked to use the init buff. I just have the passive init skills. I knew I was forgetting something on that. Yeah. But as Sargi says, LTS and initiative are really, they're not a basic tier piece. They're really kind of more of the final touches aspect. Anyway, back to the powder form. When Jake was talking about making an area which is purely incorporeal, meaning that basically physical attacks were not going to damage them and the only thing that's going to be able to hit these things was elemental, I knew that in this crafting setup, whatever's going to come out, there had to be some way of making items have elemental damage. And so when Pulverize came out, and I saw this powder, and you rub your weapons, and poof, I now have elemental damage for a weapon, I'm going, aha, that's how he's going to do it. The idea here is the whole elemental pentagram is something that you're going to have to understand. If you're fighting Yetis, you'd best have on cold resistance and hot damage, especially if you're a lower level. And once NS13 pops in, you know, which is the movie in the back of Naughty Sources, level 13, and new quests and new stuff, us old people are going to have to adjust to, okay, I can't just go up and lunging thrust max this thing because, oh my god, I did no damage. I need to add on whatever, you know, this powder or this elemental or whatever else new is going to come up with the remaining piece of the weapon, items, armor, whatever, craftables. I think that's definitely what you need to, focus on. So, yes, I think it's just in a generic thing that using these elemental powders are going to make certain fights easier if you use the right element. They can make it harder if you use the wrong elements. Gleebs, okay, this is the Chow Mein, High Mein, Milk Magnesium, Munchie Pills. And, you said, no, I'm not. I will later, and I'll report back to you. And now we have the Cardinal segment of the show. 5 questions from Cardinal. Number one, so I've maxed out my spleen with wads, my stomach with food. I'm really drunk. Really, really drunk. Is there, I'm also at zero adventures. Is there a way for me to squeeze out one or two more before rollover from that circumstance? If you've maxed out your spleen in your stomach and you're drunk but not completely drunk, let's see here. Is Fancy Chocolate a spleen hit? I don't remember if they're spleen hits or not. If they're a spleen hit, then no. I mean, you could go ahead and drunk to unadventuring and then go to the lair. Yeah, Fancy Chocolate. That's, I think, the only way that I can think of. And they're saying that it's not a spleen hit. So if it's not a spleen hit, then that's it. Did he just say, I'm not going to be able to kick Yeti Butt by Sheer Force anymore? No, it's not what I said. I said that there will be areas later on where we won't be able to kick whatever this monster is, you know, like the spooky ghost. You swing, your weapon goes right through it. Uh-oh. Well, crap. Whack, it does spooky damage. Oh, wait. What does damage to spooky? Rub your powders. Whack. Oh, I killed the ghost. That's what's going to have to happen. That's what's going to have to happen. Okay? Number two, with the new mechanics, are you going to the trouble to get high-low mains, or are you settling for something less effective in the name of expediency? Now, that's a good question. I don't know yet. Ash is running off of his stocks for these softcore runs. I'm not worrying about high mains for Ash in the hardcore runs, because pretty much in my hardcore runs, I eat reagent foods. For Dark Eagle softcore runs, I'm finally, now that I've actually gotten all those level 15 skills, I'm actually kind of learning them by hand. You know, I'm one of those people who, you know, I have to learn something by doing. You can tell me, that's fine. I can see it, that's fine. I gotta do it. I will answer questions in the order they were submitted. Don't piss me off. And I won't be doing high main and hardcore. That's just asking for insane trouble. But I do reagent foods. And that works. For Dark Yoda, number three, what do you think affected the most of the market's huge dump on wads? Supply and demand would be my guess. If everybody just dumped them all and then put them out in the market, everyone's going to be undercutting everybody, and there you go. Supply and demand. Bigger supply, less demand, prices go down. Number four. Why does Mother insist on calling me and telling me about what her cats are doing? How should I tell her I don't give a darn without hurting her feelings? Unless they're having sex and she's filming it for some, like, you know, adventure, wild, Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom documentary, and you can make a bunch of money on it. You have to learn how to just turn your mind off and just zone out and go, that's pretty good. Number 5, do you miss the Moxious Maneuver button? I sure do. I don't know when the last time I used Moxious Maneuver was, so no. DJ Bot asks, and guys, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 questions left, so I'm going to ask more. Let's see here. Bahu throws a question in. This here, DJ Bot, do you have to do lots of hardcore runs to use your speed softcore ascension technique? No. Dark Eagle softcore technique that I perfected with Dark Eagle, that I'm using now with Ash, with stuff. The basic of it absolutely requires no hardcore runs at all. None. It does require that you have access to 2 icicles, a wax lifts, and 3 Mr. Accessories / Mr. Accessory Juniors. That's a little bit of meat. You know, you can kind of modify as you have access to your resources. Rackham Rose asked, do you think the Penguin Raffles are having a real effect on the loathing economy? More importantly, do you really care? I think it is sinking some meat. I think at the very beginning it was sinking more meat than it is now. I have a hunch that people are actually tailing off on the number of tickets they're buying. Unless, of course, they won, and then they may try to get more. I think it'd be one of those things where it's going to be this exponential. It's going to start, you know, a big spike, and it's going to kind of dip down. It's going to reach some plateau. I don't know exactly having a real effect, because beyond Chow Mein, I've not seen prices go up. Because if we were meat sinking, what would be happening was that the prices would eventually start going up. Because, there's more meat and you'd have inflation. Or there's less meat and you'd have inflation. Because more meat is deflation, because people buy it and go on. You know, actually, though, I'm thinking about this backwards. If I have less meat, then the economy is going to anyway. More meat, prices go up. Less meat, prices go down. Because if you think about it, you have a supply and demand thing. But when bug meat hit, boom, meat everywhere. People could just fling meat around like they didn't care. So I think if it is affecting the meat economy, it's pulling meat out of the market, liquid meat. So prices are going to go down some, because not everybody has a lot of meat to spend. Except for the Chow Mains and the High Mains, because there's a large demand for that, people are willing to pay a premium, therefore those prices are going to go up. That's just basic economics. So I think really if there is a deflation going on, the meat sinks might be part of it. I don't know. Do I really care? Hey, if I can buy stuff cheaper, I don't care. It's all good for me. Divernon, do you think the jewel-eyed wizard hack... Okay, let's try this again. The stream just apparently decided to drop me. Is answering the question about whether a hat would be a good pull. At times I said yes, at times no. Then my entire ramble about Arsface Force question was, yeah, why yes. The radio free gear does have something to do with the radio. Jick gives them to Amplitude, and Amplitude is our station director, and he doles them out to us DJs, and we from time to time have one to give away. I have the full outfit in my display case if you want to see it. It's just somewhere down the middle. And then I currently have a long-term contest going on. You can go to www.radio-kol.net to go check out that information. Go to the forums, go to contests. Find the contest about winning my pants, and you can read there. That's about all I was going to say. I don't know what's going on with the thing. I'm looking at my status, and there's just a drop. Blink drop. That is just weird. So, go figure. Alright. Zildgulf asks, how do I speed up my ascension to a reasonable time? My soft core extensions take a week or more. Skill set. Easiest thing to speed up your ascensions is a proper skill set, which is the LTS synergy that I was talking about earlier. Eye of the Stoat, Thrust Mac, Lunching Thrust Mac, Claws of the Otter, Claws of the Walrus. That's a good basis. And then you want to add on damage increasers. You want to add on initiative increasers. You want to add on, pretty much those things. So, if you have a good skill set, then you should be fine. I'm going to have to... it's just two drops around it. That's weird. Okay. That's kind of the thing you want to do. You also want to increase your monster level as much as possible. Get as many stats per adventure as you can as possible. And that's kind of a good thing to do. Sailor Bowser asks, what do you think of this Mr. Month's Mr. Store item? Do you consider it worth using a Mr. A to get it? Right now I only have one Mr. A to spend. Well, I think it's a good item. I don't think it's a must have, unless you absolutely just love the reference and want to do it yourself. Like I said, yeah, it's useful. It's not maybe the most useful skill ever, or item ever. But you do get to cast Magic Missile, and you can attack the darkness. Blah ha ha. So, yeah. Let's continue on. I have 4 questions left, so you may want to send more questions in to Ashlum, which is play number 6768. And then I have half an hour. And, oh, trust me, you think my shows are bad? Wait till I have no questions, and then they get really bad. Okay, my next question. Microbrain, I tried to access the other guild stores as a level 9 plus my last 2 Quarting Thief runs, but couldn't. What am I doing wrong? Are you opening up your own store? You have to open up access to your own store before that will actually kick in, because I had that problem once. It's like, why am I pulling soda water instead of buying MMJ? And I was like, I basically got into the guild, but then I never did open up my store, and apparently that's the trigger point. So, you need to open up your own store. That would be a